Action for Blind People's UK-wide touring mobile sight loss information units will fairly soon have clocked up nearly 500,000 miles of travelling around the UK to 2,860 venues and meeting over 112,000 people in the 20 years the service has been running. Last year alone, over 5,000 people visited them when they set up in their local town, village or city. Often referred to just as Action's mobiles, these giant, for want of a better term, resource centres on wheels can give blind and partially sighted people the chance to get their hands on useful daily living aids, from liquid level indicators to desktop magnifiers. And also, as Rachel Gibson, Action's mobile coordinator, told us, wherever they go, they like to team up with local sight loss services as well.
We generally work on a sort of invite basis, and it tends to be sort of local social services, local societies for visually impaired people, or library services will get in touch with us requesting a visit. I mean, it tends to be areas where maybe the services have been a bit limited, or there's quite a sort of wide geographical area where maybe we're trying to get out into more sort of rural areas, or areas that maybe haven't sort of traditionally had sort of access to information and information to sort of equipment and services. And we do also try to sort of target areas where we know there's maybe been sort of changes in service provision or areas that we haven't been to for a while.
And if you're there by invitation, for example, a local sight loss charity, a local society, does that mean that they'll also sort of set up stall with you, as it were? Will they sit next to you and explain to people in the local area about their local services as well?
Yeah, I mean, the most important thing we're doing is working in partnership with local organisations, whether that is the local society social services or whether it's the local action team, so that when somebody comes down to visit us on the mobile, they've got a chance to find out as much information about living with sight loss, try out the equipment, but really most importantly to get a chance to actually talk to local service providers to find out what's available in their area.
And for those who haven't experienced an Action for Blind People mobile, it's quite a vehicle. Three of them, of course, you've got that cover the whole of the UK, but they are enormous vehicles. And the best way I kind of can describe them, there may be a better way, but it's like a kind of resource centre on wheels, isn't it?
Yes, that's exactly what they're like. They're a bit of a TARDIS. Once you come up the stairs, it's sort of packed with all the latest equipment that you can try out, have a play about with. I mean, that's everything ranging from the sort of talking clocks, watches, through to the latest video magnifiers and the computer software. But we've also got lots of information as well with, again, local and national services. So it's a chance to come down and find out really what's available and to quiz us if there's something you'd like to find out about.
And one of the things that perhaps if someone's been there before they'll notice, you'll find useful daily living devices that have literally been there for years and years. You don't just deal with modern high-tech stuff, do you? As you say, you've got the good old favourites as well as the latest stuff on the market.
Yeah, no, I think that's very important because we're always seeing new people who are completely new to visual impairment and things that other people might have known about for years, like liquid level indicators. We're still finding people who don't know about them. They're so new to sight loss and just weren't aware that all these sort of things were available. I mean, yes, we've got all the sort of the high-tech stuff. We can go through a scanner and show you how that works and talk about the sort of computer software. But we'll go through all the other sort of solutions to things as well. I mean, it may just be a case of finding out about bump-ons or sort of using different pens, a different coloured paper. I mean, it's not necessarily a high-tech, expensive solution. Sometimes it's just finding what works for the individual.
And you mentioned earlier about the importance of being able to talk to somebody. Does that mean that someone can come and discuss how they sort of live life on a daily basis, the kind of things they need and perhaps the things they don't need? But I mean, the sort of useful daily living aids that could make life easier, they might not quite know what they are. Can they kind of talk things through with you?
Yeah, I mean, it's all very relaxed. You can just turn up whenever you like throughout the day, come on board. We'll normally be chatting about all sorts of things. And as we get talking, we might go through, have a look at some of the equipment, but it's talking about some of the things that somebody might be interested in doing, whether they're interested in going back to a hobby that they've maybe found more difficult after experiencing sight loss, or may discover there's things that are actually finding quite difficult to do, things in the kitchen, and then we can look at solutions to that. So it's really a friendly conversation, and then hopefully we'd be able to introduce people, as we've said, to people from local society who can discuss what they are doing, and somebody from social services, because a lot of people aren't sure actually what social services maybe could do for them. And in a very informal environment, you can actually get a chance to maybe meet a rehab officer and have a chance to find out exactly what they do do.
And finally, you talked about information. You carry information. Are you able to actually give advice as well as handing out the information in accessible format? So somebody might come to you about a benefits problem or something like that. Can you handle that yourselves, or do you point someone in the right direction?
Yeah, I mean, we can certainly give general advice about living with sight loss, and we can give general information about sort of benefits and different things. But we would always try to work in partnership with the sort of local organisation who can give you the expert advice as well, to make sure that if something needs to be gone into in more depth, we can make sure that we are making a referral to the right service, whether that's one of Action's local teams who can provide the sort of welfare rights advice or employment advice, or whether it's a local society who are providing a wide range of services. So that once we've driven off, we know that you're actually in touch with the right local services and we'll get the ongoing support you might need.
Now, Action for Blind People shows its complete calendar for the year, where their three mobiles are going in the UK and when they're going there, on their website at www.actionforblindpeople.org.uk under Our Services and Drop In. But you can also phone mobile coordinator Rachel Gibson on 0207 635 4823 if you want to know more about the service or where they'll be visiting. If you prefer to email, then you can contact the Action mobile team at mobile.team@actionforblindpeople.org.uk. And local press and radio should also promote when an Action mobile will be in your area.